This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is, as we mentioned the other day, the most expensive midterm election in ever. $5 billion, give or take, and a record amount of that record amount is going to political advertising. We're going to see, depending on where you live, I guess, but we're going to see 60% more ads than we did in the 2014 midterms. And with Election Day almost upon us, one issue is soaking up a huge chunk of that airtime: healthcare, specifically the fate of Obamacare and protections for people with pre-existing conditions. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one.
With just 13 days until the election, anywhere there's a close race, you're probably going to be hearing a lot of this.
Like 300,000 North Dakotans, Denise has a pre-existing condition.
That's why I'm taking on both parties and fighting for those with pre-existing conditions.
North Dakota, California, West Virginia, Oklahoma, more than $2 billion will be spent on political ads this cycle, according to Kantar Media, and almost half the ads for congressional races are about health care, mostly on the Democratic side. Erica Franklin Fowler is co-director of the Wesleyan Media Project and tracks political ads.
I do think healthcare has been in increasing focus, both for Democrats, but also you've seen the Republican focus increase.
Franklin Fowler says that increase marks a pivot for the GOP.
Because earlier they were really splitting time between talking about immigration, taxes, and healthcare.
Pre-existing conditions, in particular, is a tricky subject for Republicans. Just this week, the Trump administration issued new guidance that could allow states to sidestep rules on pre-existing conditions. And that's on top of a GOP-backed lawsuit that's attempting to overturn what's left of the ACA, rules and all. Allison Hoffman teaches healthcare policy at the University of Pennsylvania.
At the same time that they're messaging that they're going to protect pre-existing conditions, Republican governors and attorney generals are fighting against the ACA in a way that would eliminate them.
And those protections are pretty popular across the political spectrum.
80% of voters think that it should be illegal to deny coverage for pre-existing conditions. So it's not surprising that all candidates have attempted to include that as part of their campaign slogans.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of, you know, they want to take away your health care and they don't want to take away your health care.
Sharon Lyons is a Democrat living in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. She's been battling stage 4 lung cancer for years and has good insurance, but
I have been in treatment with people that have had to mortgage their homes for cancer treatment.
She's worried that the ACA will be rolled back even more, and insurance for people with pre-existing conditions will become unaffordable. People like her 30-year-old son.
My son had acne when he was a teenager. That's a pre-existing condition. You know, what's next? Oops, well, I stubbed my toe 20 years ago. That's a pre-existing condition.
President Trump tweeted just this morning that Republicans will totally protect people with pre-existing conditions. But Joseph Antos at the Conservative American Enterprise Institute says that could be tough.
Republicans who are running on this issue need to have language out there that they want to help people with pre-existing conditions. But such pieces of legislation are clearly going nowhere.
And nowhere is home to a lot of Democratic efforts as well.
Democrats tried and failed to reinforce the ACA pre-existing condition rules. It didn't get to the floor, just as these Republican proposals are not getting to the floor.
But at the same time, says Antos, nobody in Congress, and especially no one running for it, can afford to ignore the pre-existing condition issue either. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.